What a persimmon.
Persimmon is something that grows on a tree. I have one out there. And it's something that it, once a year, the it's a persimmon. It looks like what now? It's the size of a small peach. Some of them is pretty good size. And they have a lot of seeds in them. And they are red, kind of red. And, they, and when it gets ripe, they're rough when they're before they get ripe. Mm-hmm. And when they get ripe, they're sweet as they can be. Turn kind of brownish looking, reddish looking. And they're good persimmon.
What about
you can make persimmon bread.
Oh, you can? Mm-hmm.
Take them, strain it. See, they're mushy anyway, you know, and they're good.
What about those little fish that come from Florida? You know, with the hull, not the hull, the round, orange color.
I don't think I can place the food.
Oranges and grapefruits.
Oranges, grapefruits, and tangerines. Oh, tangerines, see, we don't raise those here. I like them all right. I don't know anything to do with those but eat them. Just peel them and eat them. And you can make salads out, you know, make salads out of them. Or I made plenty of salads out of tangerines, just like you do oranges. You dip them things, with grapefruits, you mix that together, you know, make a nice salad. They're good.
What about those little red peppery tasting vegetables?
I don't think I know. Not right now. I can't think what it is.
Radish?
Oh, radish? Where it grew from the garden? Grow in the
garden? Yeah, those in the garden.
No, I don't have those, but I raised plenty of them. You see, you plant those just like you do turnip greens and things like that. Mm-hmm. And the roots is that red, you know, in radishes. Mm-hmm. You go in the store, you see those, you know, now. Mm-hmm. But you hardly have anybody around here raise them like you used to. But I used to raise them regularly. Them for the children to eat, you know, you eat those raw.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can eat them raw?
Yeah, you just take them and I said dress them up, peel part of the outside, you know, and push it, you know, and push a little salt or some kind of them, and they're good.
You put pepper on
them? Mm-hmm. Anything you would like them. And they're good. And especially for children, they really like them.
What about those little onions with those real tiny?
Tiny onions where you see in the stove those onions. Well, I think most of those are shallots. We call them shallots. And then there are some onions too. But those are the if the anyways size roots on as an onion, a plain onion. Mm-hmm. And it's an early onion. You see, you buy those in a bag and you sit there. Good. Go back away, please. I know she's gonna do it.
Your onions, little onions.
You see, you get those little onions, not the buttons. You call it's onions where grow big onions. There's a button. Well, call a button. You stick them in the ground. They grow big onions, nice onions. But the kind you're speaking of, the little white onions you buy, you see in the store sometimes. Well, you take those and you buy a bunch of them at a seed store. And you'll set those out, and that's an early onion. It's not those that you save. Mm-hmm. They'll mostly use them for table use, you know, early. Mm-hmm. And they're good. But the others is the kind you can dry and save.
How about those large vegetables that come in heads?
Lettuce is good. That's fine. You know, that's used for salads and different things anyway. Use with meats and things like that. You know, just make a sandwich anyway. Mm-hmm.